Eyewitness Majuk Arrow was traveling in a Bonga bus to Nimli yesterday when he says his bus, a Golden Line bus, and a Toyota Noah fell in an ambush on the Juba Nimli Road. Arrow says the assailants fired AK-47s at the passenger vehicles and kept shooting until the vehicle clipped.
Many people were injured and others jumped out of the vehicle through the windows. I was left in the vehicle because I'm sick and can't see well. So people scattered into the nearby buses and I stayed inside the car with the wounded and others feared dead. The soldiers who were nearby came with their vehicle and started shooting as well, and this was when the attackers ran away.
South Sudan National Police Service spokesperson Major General Daniel Justins says three people were killed and at least 22 others were injured when unidentified gunmen attacked the three passenger vehicles.
They fell into an ambush. As a result, three people lost their lives and other 22 persons got injured. The injured was escorted to Juba.
General Justin says police and military forces were immediately dispatched to the scene, but no suspects have been arrested.
The air forces on the ground and the squad from here, reinforcements from Juba and Nimli reached the site, and then they were pursuing the attackers. The attackers were armed. In green uniform. Generally after that, we managed to control the situation. And then the road was accessible after two. So we were traveling to Juba or coming from Nimli.
Two injured Ugandan nationals were rushed to the country for further treatment, according to Justins. Several deadly road ambushes have occurred in recent years along the Juba-Nimli Highway, which is a major corridor for importing goods from neighboring countries. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.